lots of time, and also we have the other side having their own rival rallies in Venezuela. What usually happens, there's a highway that was closed. It's just like a similar scene yesterday. There was a highway that was blocked, and then we had the two sides clashing with each other, and at times tear gas being fired. This is what you also see on your screens, what Guaido is calling the largest march in history in order to topple sitting president Nicolas Maduro. And this is what's happening right now as we speak in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. This Air Force in Caracas is the point usually where that Guaido, speaking of the devil, Guaido's there. He was using that Air Force base yesterday to make that video. And clashes again erupt outside of the same Air Force base.
Reencontrarla, recuperarla, seguir adelante juntos. Miren, de nuevo entonces, señores de las Fuerzas Armadas, han visto de nuestra seriedad, de nuestro acompañamiento, que podemos dar la cara una y otra vez, que seguimos en las calles, que vamos a seguir hasta lograr el objetivo. A nuestros empleados públicos, atención, atención, porque también son piezas.
Well, that's opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is addressing his supporters. He has called for the greatest march in history, that's in his words, today, aimed at toppling the Caracas government with President Maduro leading it. Yesterday, PNU supporters tried to stage a coup d'etat that President Maduro says was foiled. And today he's asking for this great march. And there he is addressing his supporters in capital Caracas.
Acérquese a la Asamblea Nacional. Levante su caso. Ahí va a ser protegido. Ahí va a ser protegido.
But Mr. Guaido has the strong backing of the United States, and President Trump was thought to be the, I believe, the first among the first world leaders who announced support for Guaido. And what Guaido is doing is just deepen this political crisis in Venezuela that's been already grappling with a host of economic issues. And the U.S. sanctions also on top of that, it just worsened the situation. And President Maduro has been always accusing the U.S. of trying to exacerbate the situation.
No solamente somos pueblo en la calle, fuerzas armadas respaldando, empleados públicos, estudiantes, jóvenes, iglesias, todo el país, todo el planeta Tierra, aportando la felicidad de este país, la reconstrucción, el reencuentro familiar. También vamos a apoyar, por cierto, a las fuerzas armadas. Hoy no tienen apresto operacional, lo que llaman, es decir, botas, es decir, alimentos en los cuarteles. A veces son sometidos en algunas fronteras por el comando del ELN. Quiero que sepan que van a contar con nosotros para enfrentar eso y mucho más. Quiero que sepan que van a contar con todo el respaldo del gobierno de transición para recuperar la soberanía de este país.
So that's opposition leader in Venezuela, Juan Guaido. He is addressing his supporters in Caracas. Well, we had the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also speaking to Fox News just recently, and he said that the U.S. is prepared to take military action against Venezuela if necessary, and in order to, as he called, resolve the political crisis in Venezuela. Of course, political crisis meaning Mr. Maduro being in power at the helm in Venezuela. They want this man, Juan Guaido, 31, 32 years of age, to push Maduro out and replace him. And he has the full and full-fledged support of the U.S. administration behind him. There are, of course, a number of other countries who look at things otherwise, like Russia describing Guaido's supporters as being radical, who have turned to heavy-handed methods of confrontation. And Moscow is saying that the Venezuelan opposition has fueled the conflict, and it's stressed that it's necessary to avoid unrest. But it looks like Mr. Guaido doesn't care much about it, and he is creating further tension and unrest. Also, the Islamic Republic of Iran has shown some reaction. Tehran is calling for dialogue under the Venezuelan legal government, and Tehran is saying that chaos cannot be a solution to the political issues and tension in the Latin American country.
We were in Nicaragua. Yesterday we were in the streets. Today we are taking the streets to find a solution. Today we're not only having the force and the power. Today the power is in the hands of the people, in the hands of the Venezuelan people. We want changes in the country, and they know that. And they know that. You, brother, have the power to change the country. We all have that. we will continue to take the streets. When we take the streets, when we're always protesting, every day we will continue to march. Today we will demonstrate that we are a majority and we want changes. We will continue to attain the following objectives: to be always free, again, if you didn't know, those who, this is something done. Every day, a new sector is joining us. Important sectors in the public administration is joining us. Until everyone joins us. Don't doubt this. Those who think that there will be confrontation with the military, yes, indeed, there will be. There will be persecution. I'm not going to be the only one. Have something clear. All of us have to talk to the army so that they join this process. From tomorrow, you know, with any means, we have to say that this is enough, we have to take our country back. I think it's completely clear that the usurper has lost. Here, we are all asking, how long do we have to wait? How much sacrifice do we have to make to be happy and to attain freedom? Hours, week. It may take weeks, hours, but we will get to it. It's not only a just cause and a necessary cause. And the people in the government, they want the same thing as us. Today, there's no way back. We are going with everything. The usurper cannot face us. Since January, he hasn't visited any Venezuelan state. How can he claim to be a president?
Well, this is opposition leader Juan Guaido speaking to his supporters. He asked them to take out in full force today. Well, he said that today people have the power, that they want change, that we'll have to take the streets again. We will do that again, that we are the majority, and the majority wants change. And he also stressed that the people will be taken to streets until they achieve freedom, and that he was saying that every day more and more people are joining them, and the people from the government and civil service are also joining them, and that he said that we should talk to the military so that we could talk them into joining our ranks. So no matter how long it takes, hours, weeks, we will continue with our just cause. These are the words of opposition leader Juan Guaido speaking to his supporters in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. At the same time, we have this A rival rally underway, you can see on the right of the screen, and they are the supporters of President Nicolas Maduro, and this is being simultaneously going on in Caracas. Okay, let's see if we can listen to the supporters of Maduro. We just listened to Guaido. Let's see if we can get any interpretation for that. Well, live pictures from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Today was a special day. It's just one day after that failed coup attempt by opposition leader Guaido and his supporters. Guaido asked for the greatest march of history. He is now talking to his supporters. We just aired minutes of his speech, and there he is back again. He's still talking to his supporters. At the same time, this rival rally is held by supporters of President Maduro. So Guaido is telling the people that you have the power now and that you want change, and that he's just insisting that these protest rallies must go on until the desired objective, that is the toppling of President Maduro, will happen.
We have to talk with the morality in which we have worked on every day. Not only till we attain the overthrow of the government, which is near, we have to remain in the streets. We are every day closer. Start thinking about start asking your neighbors to help us to expand our idea that this information, even informing and communicating, is a big job. Are we stronger or not today? We are strong. We are compromised. We are in the right path. And also, the regime is still taking the gold. They stole all the gold in 2013 and 2014. We had gold. Today we don't. Imagine how they have stolen from the people. Look. We will continue to liberate the political prisoners. All the political prisoners. We are stronger and more determined. We have to preserve some points. People in the street, apart from the protests, we have to keep our dreams, our confidence, our hope. Those are the fundamental elements that we have to keep in mind these days. Even the government knows they don't know anymore what to do. We will talk with the government without fear. We want elections. In these days, we have to preserve the elemental things. You can buy many things, an apartment. Well, when we could. Today, when you ask for a credit, you can't even buy a barbecue. And that's the truth. Something that is laughable because it's from everyday life. We want normality. A barbecue is something very normal. Anyone could invite other people before, but that's over. That's luxury. And whoever does it, he might have some connections with the government. But what we're going to get back our lives. No one can say, well, I want to get reunited.